The following shiur has been presented by
Rav David Yaslovsky,
Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Dorim, Daf Ayin Hey.
There is in the Tshuvas of Abit tremendous chiddush that's negated to all of Atarsa Dorim, and we'll see the Arsamech. This proves this from our Sugya and Daf Ayin Hey of the Beis in the Dorim. And we're trying to go through the sugya and see maybe there are some cases where it's negayet this chiddush. The Mabit talks about a case where there were a group of balabatim who wanted to stop the Rav from doing something, and they said if the Rav does kach v'kach, then they're mekabel on themselves to be osur benizirus shimshon if the Rav has any anah from their nechasim. So what happened was this Rav decided that he's not listening to them and he's going to go do kach v'kach. So they were stuck with this neder that their osur b'nezirus shimshon if the Rav has any hanof from their nechasim. And the problem is that nezirus shimshon, there is no shaila. This halacha is nezirus shimshon as if he means Azevi Shimshin was not able to be shoyel in his nether because he had an idea malach. So too, somebody who says he's also Nazir Shimshin, he also has that problem of not being able to be shoyel. So they wanted to know what they could do now. They wanted that the Rav should have enough from them. So the Mabit talks over there. Maybe they can give their money to the kupa of the cow, and the cow will support the Rav. But then he says, it's itachet to say that this nether is mutter without a shayla chacham at all. Why? Because, zakta mapit, this that the halacha is that you need a taras nadarim. You can't be mater a nether by yourself. There it says, L'yachel, Tvore, who in a meichel, aval achir meichel, and I say. This Xeris HaKosef is only true when somebody wants to get a nether mutter, ayidei harata. He wants to say, if he did it only machmas kas, and therefore he regrets it, so then the halacha is that you have to have a chacham to go and be oiker the nether. But if there's a Pesach, and a Pesach which means that if I had known kach v'kach, if I had known a certain information, then I would have never made the neder, so then zokta mapit halacha is that you midaraisa, it's called a neder tois. Just the Rabbanan said, you still need a toras l'dorm because we don't want everybody deciding what's considered a good Pesach, what's not considered a good Pesach. So therefore, that's all true if you're talking a nether, which you could go be shayel on to a chacham. But nezirus shimshon zoktem a bit. You can't go to be shayel to a chacham. So therefore, we just consider the nether toys by itself without the chacham saying mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. It's just mutter because the chacham will point out that this given a nether toys. And he says in this case, it seems like there is a Pesach over here because had they had known that the Rav would go ahead and do kach v'kach what they didn't want him to do, they would never have made this nether. They were just intending to stop him from doing what they wanted him, didn't want him to do. So therefore, be'etzem mitzad this itself, it should be mutter without a Pesach. Zog to Ur Samech, we see in our Gemara, Maran specifically, that it's not like that. The Gemara was trying to learn in Rabbelezer is trying to learn a couple of chaymer that a baal can be made for nidorim before it's chal. And Rabbi Lezer learns a kavu choymer that from nidri atzmoy, madach mid nidri atzmoy, which he cannot get out of nidri atzmoy once he made them. But if before he made them, he wants to make a tnai at the beginning of the year and say that any nidarim that I make should be bottle that works. So too by a forest bow. Also, if he makes this, the culture can have forest bow where he can be mefer after it's chal, kol shekein he should be able to mefer before it's chal. Look, the Gemara, so this is to say that just like Atar Zadarim, it's not chal at all. So to Afaras Baal also, it's not chal at all. Look, the Gemara, no. Al-Kadisa. In Atar Zadarim, we're talking that it's not chal at all. But in Afaras Zadarim, it's chal and it's batal. Rekteran, Vikoshabene, I have a big problem with this. Let's learn the Kavu Chomer. Let's tackle learn the Kavu Chomer that just like it is by Ataras Nadarim, that it's not Chal at all, so too, by Ataras Nadarim, if you'll say beforehand, Kol Nadarim Shataduri, should become Batal, then it should not be Chal at all. Tzak Tiran, no. Ataras Nadarim, the reason why it's not Chal at all, is because the nether is a nether toys. So therefore, just like beforehand, he could be matter, and by saying, he'll say it tonight at the beginning of the year, that any nether I'm going to make is going to be bottle. How does it work? It works because the nether is a toys. And in the same way, if he would make such a tonight, he would make a nether, and the nether is huta with a Pesach. Look, the Ran, the kol neder shu neder with Pesach neder toyesu. The mali metzinin lemeimar, the liyodem ay daasne meikor loye noider. Mali metzinin lemeimar, il have yodai pisch, the yodai ashe loye noider. That's the same thing. So, either way, it's a neder toyes. But what we're trying to learn now is just like here, that it works after. And certainly, it should work before. But Dr. Samech, what we see here is that even though we're talking about a nether with a Pesach, and granted that it's called a Toyus, but we see clearly that the halacha still is that you need to have a Hataras Chacha Midaraisa. And that's how we can learn a Kavu Chomer from there to Hafaras Nadarim. So you see clearly, now like the Mabit. So the Ar Sameach continues, and he goes on to bring from a Rash Bandaf Pei Gimel, that brings maybe yes such a Pshat. And the Gemara, when it says, Ozal Pasach Pischel and Nafshei, that he went, that one says Tamach Chacham is Sharal Nafshei. So then he says the Rash Badir says in a Mechuvar. So there is maybe such a pshat and such some Rishonim, but Lamai said Ikra Halacha is Nitchef and Halacha. Lamai said the Etzem Ran by us is very difficult to understand. The Chazanish is very miskasha with this. If the fact is that we're talking about a toyus, a mistake, and gansid. So, how taka can we learn from this tafaras nedarim? Over here, you could make beforehand a tnai, and the tnai makes that because I had forgot the tnai, that's why I made the nether. So, it was a big mistake. How would you want to bring from that the same should hold true by a tafaras nedarim? You see here that before is better than after. Before is a mistake. Afterwards is not a mistake. Also, the Chazanish is really niskasha with the whole thing. Where do we find that a Pesach, which is a real neder toyes, there should be some kind of gzeiras hakosav that a neder toyes needs a Torah? Adarabah, we find that there's a halacha of nidrei shkagos is mutter without a Torah's chacham. So if it's true that a Pesach really is a toyus, why should it be that you over here you need Hataras Chacham and they don't need Hataras Chacham? So really, I think that the Pshat is there's a chilik between toyus and toyus. And that is, the Samech really brings it at the end over here, the Marit, the son of the Marit, also deals with a similar shaila. And by him, he says a little bit of a chilek. His case was that there was a son, a chassid, trying to read a mashidich to marry Bas HaChosay, and they were mutching and giving a lot of pressure to his father to mask him to a shidduch. So the son got up and said that he's making a neder also in Benazir's Shimshon, that he's going to be usher as a Nazir Shimshon if he'll marry Bas HaChosay. And then the Maisa, it was Nizbar afterwards, that at the time that he made this neder, already the father was already thinking that maybe it's taka good idea to go through with the shidduch. So the Marit goes with four long tshuvas and four different yesaidas over here to go be matter this. And then in one of the shaylas, one of the chakiris, he's talking specifically about this tshuva of the Marit, and he brings raias throughout the whole mesechtas, the dorm, that it's really not like the Marit, and he answers everything about b'doichik. But at the end he says that even the Mabit has never really said this as it is said by itself. But then he says a gevaltik asach. He says, Miu mistabili da filim nemer kol pesach habol acher mikan tzorach ha-torah menatera. Even if you'll tell me a pesach that came afterwards needs et menatera, oh, but still, this is different. Here we're talking about a Pesach, Mekomokoim, Pesach de Meikore. We're talking about over here a Pesach that exists in Meikore. He says, for example, if somebody would say, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to marry that woman because they told me that she's a Ku'ura. She told me that, and Lamaisa, she's Nimtas Noe. Or there was a mistake that there was Meikore. He says, such a mistake, there the Mabit is right. So Zokta Marit, so in my case, where Bishas the Neder already, the son had a mistake and he thought he's going to make this Neder for Nazir Shimshon to cover the father. But the emes was that at the time of the Neder already was a big mistake. The father was already masking to the Shidduch. So with there, Avada, you would only need a Pesach, you only need Hatara Sechomim, only Midrabbanan. And by Nazir Shimshon, you wouldn't need it at all. So then maybe if we have this chiluk, we could understand the Ran. That in our Gemara, we're talking about a Pesach where we're just trying to say, according to later information, according to the later information that was added, it became a Toys. So in such a Toys, the Aloch HaTake is that you need the Heter Chochem. And in there's a tushtel to have for us in the dorm that you could learn out. I saw there is the tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak that he talks also about this idea, but I think he extends it to another case. His case was, he's talking where there was a young man who was maybe far away from Yiddishkeit, he was in India, and slowly became a Baal Tshuva, and he was coming closer, and he made a neder also with Nazir Shimshon that he should become an usher, a regular Nazir Shimshon. But then what happened was he got more acclimated to more normal from society, he realized that this Nazir Shimshon is not good for his Ruchni, it's not good for his Gashmi, it's not good for his kids. So he was working to try to find the heter for him. So he writes a long tshuva here and he ends up with four yesaidas to be matter this. But his first one is mamish this merit. And he wants to say that this is also called a Pesach Meikara. Because this person he was still under the influences of David the Zoras, and he didn't have any musik of what it was, Teresh HaPeh, and what it... And it's poshut that in his state of mind today, he would never have accepted such a Naziris. So Zok there, that's called a Pesach Meikar, because a person's Mujba Vo'imid Mahasinai, to become the mitzvahs, and he's missing the boat of what real Yiddishkeit is all about, and that's called Tois Meikar. I think one could have been mechalek. What's meant in the Marit by Toyes Meikar means that according to the situation, b'shas the nether, the person knows, the person, if he would take into account everything that he's thinking, it would have brought out that there's a mistake, a wrong information in his mind then. On such a thing, we say, that's mutter before the parsha of Atarz Nedarim. But over here, if Bishas Maisa, at the time of the nether, there was no part of his consciousness that knew, had any wrong idea. It just was that he was missing the information that would have directed him not to make such a silly nether. So on such a thing, maybe you would need Hataras Nedarim D'Oraisa. But I'll call upon him, that's what he says, and Yesh L'Ayin, if we could take it so far.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.